Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Reggie Johnson, and we're your hosts this morning, along with Gloria Wells in our chat room. Woo! It's Tuesday. You guys up and excited? Ready to shake your leg and do your thing and go out and bless the world this morning? I hope so. Hey, Dr. Reggie, let me turn your mic on. How are you this morning?
Thank you for turning my mic on. I'm pretty good. I feel good this morning, and I'm just very blessed.
Yes.
People are donating and doing the right thing, and I'm sending them blessings too.
Amen. Amen. It was just so wonderful. We closed out our marathon yesterday, so Dr. Reggie and I were really kind of moving on extra oxygen, I don't know, yesterday, because we had a full day and didn't sleep the night before, and it was just amazing. So anyway, this morning we're energized. We're ready to work out. I mean, if you guys just need to stand up and shout this morning, go ahead and do it. But it was a fun thing to do that marathon. And I think I mentioned to you guys yesterday that we just heard from so many people that we hadn't heard from in several years, and it was just a blast. So you think you're going to do that again, Dr. Reggie?
I can. It would be grateful. It would be nice if it was done in light of the radio listeners, because you know what? It's good for them, too, and good for me, and it really helps bless them and bless us in return to grow the ministry. So it's always a powerful thing.
It really is. So listen, guys, please take the time. It doesn't take that long to type in a website. Go to circlesofprosperity.org and join as a member. Because when you join there, then we get your email address and everything, because we want you to be a part of the next marathon. It was really awesome. If you have problems at Circles of Prosperity, of course you can go to ProfitReggie.com. ProfitReggie.com. Circles of Prosperity is a .org. ProfitReggie is a .com. And you can sign up there to be a member there. Either way, we will get your email address so you can participate in the next marathon. It was an amazing thing. And even if you can't announce the next marathon, we'll tell you where to go so that you can get it, okay? And here's the number one thing. Share this information with your friends. Look, you don't want to get all the benefit of prosperity and abundance in your life and not share it with others, because it changes the way we do things. And today we're going to talk about applying these spiritual principles in the business arena. You know, a lot of times when we quote the scripture that give to God those things, Dr. Reggie, help me here. Render unto God those things.
Why do you go into this arena of quoting scripture and then get all like Aunt Clara?
I don't know. If it's not in front of me,
It's a coin. Jesus had a coin and said, you know, whose picture's on this coin? And they said, Caesar's. Well, render unto God those things which are God's, and unto Caesar those things which are Caesar's. In terms of the world and in terms of your godly self, you always bless others and yourself according to the law. But in the meantime, remember, God is the great provider.
Amen. But a lot of times people interpret that there's no place for God in business. And you guys know that our principles here is that and we are acknowledging God as source in every area of our lives. So today we're going to talk about practicing these principles in business. And that whether you are a business owner or that you work for a business, I mean, if you have a job with a company, you're working for in a business environment. So we're going to talk about that today. It should be fun, and it should be a blessing to everyone. So, Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our morning prayer? That I won't screw up.
Heavenly Father, we sit in the stillness of the morning and tune into nature. And we thank you for all the elements of nature, the rain, the sun, the wind, and everything else that goes with the earth, even the earth herself, that everything that we do comes from the earth that you created. Textiles for our clothes, wood for the housing and stone, and everything that we are blessed on this planet to have that we take for granted. Let us always be grateful for everything that comes from the earth that you created and that we're here and this is our home. Thank you for all the prosperity and the friends and the people who give. And when they do give, let them be mightily blessed with great health, a wonderful relationship, and not withholding anything. They enter the sanctuary with thanksgiving and praise. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. So, Jim Rosemurgy, the author of the book that we're in, this was just called Even Mystics Have Bills to Pay, and he is trying to show us how to balance our spiritual life and our earthly living. I think he's doing a great job at it, by the way. But he says, are we in business or busyness? He spells it B-U-S-Y-N-E-S. Which one is it? I love that little subtitle, business or busyness. So the business world and the kingdom of God are not far from one another because spiritual principles work whether they are practiced in our home, in a church, at work, or in a global economy. There's no separation here of the spiritual principles. You know, our Constitution says there's separation of state and church. But spiritual principles don't know where the separation is. Spiritual principles function, period. End of story. They cannot be true and effective in one area of your life and not in another. I want you to hear that. These spiritual principles are functioning in every area of your life. And here's the other part. Whether you believe it or not, they function. They don't require your belief to function. The reason we're teaching you how these spiritual laws work is so that you can work in agreement with these spiritual laws and not work against your own personal benefit. Why would you work against yourself? If you're fighting these laws, you're working against yourself. Abraham of the Higgs material says, you're going upstream. Why do you want to fight upstream? You want to go downstream. Dr. Reggie says, you're working against the forcing current. You're moving in the forcing current. You want to move with the flow. You want to be in the flow. These spiritual laws, when you align with them, put you in the flow. And there's a momentum that happens when you move in the flow of these spiritual laws, and you can accomplish great things with very little effort, and we're going to talk about that. The world right now needs courageous people who will hold to these principles and not succumb to the adage that the end justifies the means. You see, right now, we have people on Wall Street that believe, look, they've come up with every kind of scheme to make money. They're ruled by whatever we do, well, you know, let's come up with these derivatives and we can suck money out that way. And we'll bet against these people and bet against this people. I'll hedge against this and hedge all for the sake of making money. So right now what we're being asked to do is to look at things differently. Appearances may declare that there is, that out here is a dog-eat-dog world and that the golden rule is an invitation to failure. But these are the beliefs of those who practice busyness. Not business, but busyness. And Dr. Reggie, wouldn't you consider moving in that frame of consciousness, fear-based thought?
It is, because you're thinking in a negative way as opposed to allowing the energy and the power of God to direct your new venture in all your affairs, whether it's business or personal. And you're preparing yourself, I guess, to actualize everything while you're working, and your dreams and your endeavors, and you persevere against the hardships by carrying the strength with the power of God in you, you'll move through. So release the fear. You're not going to be, I am busy, 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 and I enjoy being busy, 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 but it's good. You work hard and you master it and you make good of it, but you achieve your success and prosperity with the power of your mind to go forth.
Yes. So he goes on to say that there is a call that's going out now for a new kind of innovative business leader and even a new kind of worker. And the search is on for spiritual entrepreneurs who will enter into partnership with God. So I'm asking you this morning, are you willing to enter into partnership with your divine source? These executives and their associates will be subject to local, national, and world economics. Nothing is going to change in the world because of you agreeing that God is your source. The world will be the world. But what's going to happen is you are going to be able to rise above it. And that has been the whole goal of Circles of Prosperity. We want you to walk on water, meaning that you overcome the physical world. You overcome economic conditions. And it's possible. It's possible. You will put the rest of the false belief that there is God's business and then there is the business in the world. You're going to put that to rest. An ancient promise will be fulfilled. And here's the quote from Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. And every work that he undertook in the service of the house of God and in accordance with the law and the commandments, seeking his God, he did with all his heart, and he prospered. The one scripture that stands out for me, which is a major cornerstone of Jesus' teachings, was seek ye the kingdom of heaven first. And the kingdom of heaven is where? Within. So we are looking to expand our consciousness, equally meaning we want to expand our awareness of the divine energy in us. That divine energy is your kingdom. That divine energy is heaven. And the major challenge that we have is moving into the realization that all of that glorious, beautiful, blissful place that we call heaven is within us, not outside of us. If you're still looking up in the sky for heaven, wake up. It's within. If you're still looking up in the sky for God, wake up. It's within. is within. Okay, so he poses the question, do you want to toil and spin? And here he refers back to the teachings of Jesus. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. So we have a choice. We can toil and spin, meaning we can work our butts off and succeed in exhaustion as we pursue our careers, or we can be like the lilies in the field and succeed in being true to our nature. So, you know, you get ulcers, you get hypertension, alcoholism, drug abuse, heart disease, broken families, all of this. These are testimonies to the disorientation that comes from spinning. Gloria has a fabulous, fabulous book study coming up beginning in February called Breaking Free from Critical Addiction. And she's not talking about these things like heart disease or alcoholism or drug abuse. She's focusing in on what produces those conditions. And it's our negative thoughts, our negative programming. So you want to pick up that book. It's going to be awesome. Breaking Free from Critical Addiction. It's the perfect book to follow up with this because we got to straighten out our thoughts and shift our consciousness in order to really embrace these spiritual principles. So make sure you participate on that one. Pick up the book. It's a small book. All of those diseases and addictions are the results of spinning. Now, peace, prosperity, and purpose come to those true to what they are. And what he is saying is that our natural state of being, if we move in that, in other words, I'm going to put it in different words, when we align with our divine energy, which is our connection to source, equal in meaning God, equal in meaning whatever you want to call it, your great, your creator, your higher self. When you are in alignment with that energy, when you're on the frequency of that energy, when you're on the God channel, the end result is going to be peace. The end result is going to be prosperity. The end result will be knowing your purpose. And bottom line, it's a life of ease. That's, you know, the beginning of the Bible in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve absolutely didn't have to do anything. The trees would bow down so that they could pick the fruit off of it. There was no work, no toil or anything. All of their needs were met. That story is saying when you are in alignment with the divine energy within you, when you don't question, when you don't doubt, everything, the universe totally supports you for your benefit. Now, here's the bottom line. The universe totally supports you, but if you have negative thinking, your results are not going to be as positive. If you are under the belief, I got to work really, really hard and blah, you're out of alignment and the universe will support you in that. Okay, go ahead, work really, really hard. And if all along you're doing all this work and in the back of your mind saying, I hope this works, or you only believe that you can make $50,000. I can only make $50,000. If I do that, and you're setting yourself up. You're deciding your worth. You're deciding how hard you have to work. All of that. The universe is still working for you. Law is law is law. Imagine if gravity decided, okay, I'm not going to be gravity today. It doesn't. It works. The thing is that for gravity to work for you, you need to work in alignment with it. And most of that is about speed, is it not? How and thrust, how can I rise again? That's how we get planes and rockets in the air. And what the image that came in my mind were people who swing. When you get on a swing, you're trying to get enough speed so that you can reach higher and go, and you're working with gravity, with the law of gravity, that you can swing higher. Oh, wow. Toiling results in burnout. Look at our society now. We are stressed out, burned out, turned out. We're just on the outs. How do we shift that? What do we need to do to shift that? We need to move into the alignment with the divine energy in us. Listen, all this spinning causes us to lose our way. We go to work, but life is without meaning. And here it is, the lily is a thing of beauty because it is true to its nature. It does not try to be something it is not, or to live contrary to the God-ordained principles that govern its growth. And you know, you may say, but it's a flower. I'm a human being. I have feelings. I have needs. You are a creation of the Almighty who created you in divine perfection. Wake up. We too are destined to be fruitful and to give expression to the beauty that is within us. So first, let us be true to our nature. When we make money and career the reason for being, then we have forgotten what we are. Toiling and spinning have begun. But what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? So when a company focuses upon the bottom line at the expense of service, it toils and spins. And when shareholders are more highly valued than those the company serves or the workers who do the work, then deterioration is underway and exhaustion is near. For a time, the company may appear successful, but even success will be a struggle. And eventually, those who live life in this way lose themselves. Now, I sent you guys an email and I said, you know, some of you ask me from time to time, what am I reading? I'm currently reading this book called Crush It. And it's all about how this guy built a personal brand using social media. But what has captivated me in this book is not so much his what he's doing out here in the world, but his belief system. The number one thing he says is family is first. Family comes first. Number two, he says work hard. That's cool. Working hard is cool. But number three is finding your passion, being happy, being joyous. And what is that saying in circles of prosperity terminology? He's saying get on that God frequency. That's what he's really saying. Because we know that joy is the frequency of is our highest frequency, and it's the one that connects us with that divine energy. And he says, I don't do anything if I'm not happy. So he's staying connected. He may not know the principle, like we're laying it out. He doesn't know. All he knows is, I just want to be happy, and I'm not going to live a stressful life. As long as I'm happy, I know I'll do well. But guess even that the principles are going to work for him, the universe is going to support him, and he has chosen the highest frequency to connect. His joy. He's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, let's think about one of the things he says in the book is he says, you know, our economy, the American economy is so robust, or was so robust, it still is a very robust economy, that at the time before the economic downturn, it could support a mediocre business. In other words, these companies that were running and trying to do just the bottom line, reach the bottom line, and didn't really care about the quality of the service or didn't really care about their employees, all of the things that Jim Rosenberger referred to here. The economy was so strong, it could support them. But what happened when the economy went down? Businesses started to close. The businesses that survived, if we go back and we look at how those businesses are run, if you go and look at their annual statements, and I do this quite often to see what their original mission statement says, because the mission statement talks about their values. Those companies are surviving and doing well despite the economy. They treat their workers well. They make sure that they have a quality product. Look at Ford Motor Company. Ford Motor Company didn't have to get money from the government to survive. And they're still ranked and are doing very extremely well. They valued their workers. They honored their contracts. They produced a quality product. What was their statement some years ago? Quality is job number one. Quality is job number one. So when you look at these businesses that close, you need to not pay attention to the fact that they're closing. Pay attention to how were they functioning. What was their core value system? You can't cheat people when the economy goes down because everybody's paying attention to how much money they're spending. And if you're about grabbing money and people are saying, let me think in two and three and four times about what they're going to spend their money on, you won't be in business. And that's exactly what happened. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in partnership with God? Can you just imagine the guidance and the resources available to do the work that the company was founded to do? What if we did not have to be executives in business to be a partner? What if the partnership could begin the first day of employment? Oneness with spirit is as much the destiny of a construction worker, of a teacher, a salesperson, and an engineer as it is the destiny of a spiritual leader. Oneness with your divine energy. No matter what your station in life is, that's your number one goal. And all aspects of your earthly experience, including your career, can be a cup that is overflowing with peace and with joy. Our professional life can be one more, our professional life can be one more place where we can experience life to the fullest. the values of the 21st century business leader, because every circle has a center around which the circumference forms. So every business has a leader or a group of people who serve as the center of that circle, and success begins there. So the values of that chief executive officer or the values of that board of directors determine the success of the company. And ideally, these values are not company policies. They are the fundamental building blocks of a life of oneness with God. They are evident when there is a partnership with Spirit. That's why I tell you, go and look at these companies that you want to buy. If you're buying stock and making an investment, go look at their mission statement, because it will share the values, the core values of that company, what is most important to them. And it never talks about money. A good mission statement will never talk about money. It will definitely talk about service. Value, number one. Where there is no vision, the people perish. If we venture into the center of the circle, we will find a vision. And a vision or a reason for being is a key element of a successful spiritual experience and an individual career, because a vision is something to which people can give their lives. It engages a person's unique talents and calls forth creativity. A vision helps people discover their place in the world and contributes to an individual's understanding of why he or she is here. It is a reason for being, other than making money and supporting oneself or a family. A vision turns existence into a meaningful life. I love that. Woo! I love it. Here's my question for you. What kind of vision are you creating for yourself? For your life. I can tell you there are two kinds. One is a vision where you see all possibilities. End of story. Everything is possible. And one is where you see possibilities and then you go, oh, but that won't happen. You see possibilities, oh, but where am I going to get the money? You see possibilities, but you interject doubt. Imagine you have a genie that says, okay, Cynthia, I'm going to grant you your every wish, your every desire. You say, okay, just give me just tell me what you want. Okay. Well, I wanna have a business where I'm building something. Okay, first of all, that's very vague, right? You're building something, yes. How does the genie do that? How does the genie work with that? Okay, I want a business. I want to build houses. I want to be a builder of houses. But I don't know where the money's going to come from. The genie can't work with that when you're so vague. You put it out there and then you yank it back. I don't know. Maybe that won't work. Oh, this problem will come up. That problem will come up. And the genie is just waiting for you to be succinct and clear about what it is that you desire. They can't move forward. In other words, we put our vision out there and then we yank it back with our doubt and our fear. universe can't work with that. So it keeps you stuck in this quagmire. If you are feeling stuck, it's because you're stuck in consciousness. You don't have a clear vision. Wow. Vision. It places the newest worker or the person at the lowest salary grade level in the company in the center of the circle with the chief executive officer and the board of directors. How many of you have worked for a company where you felt that you were a part of the company's success? They laid out all the guidelines. They laid out the vision. You may be just working in the mailroom. You know, that's one of the things I love about Hollywood. In Hollywood, everyone is a very creative environment. They never know who in the downstream of employees is going to be the one that's going to break through and come up with something creative that's going to make the company a lot of money. So you know what happens in Hollywood? It is a lot about they honor everyone that comes there. They honor the possibility that creativity could be in anyone that is working for the company. And many agents and creative energies have started in a mailroom. The mailroom in Hollywood is the lowest position in an entertainment company, the mailroom. And people have sacrificed working in the mailroom to get their foot in the door. If you're on a set and you're working with people, everyone says, be nice to everybody because you never know who will be your boss in the future. That's vision, is it not? Value everyone because you don't know who's going to rise to the top in this industry and be signing your paycheck. They could come from the mailroom. The lowliest person in entertainment can come from a mailroom. And it has happened. Many of them have turned into very powerful agents. At William Morris, it's an honor to work in the mailroom. You got your foot in the door. So how many of you have worked in an environment where they valued their lowest employee with the most menial position? That's a company I would want to work for. That's a company I would want to work for. He goes to value number two. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. So when we are in a partnership with God, none of the values stand alone. Vision is the center of the circle. But when we draw near to it, we discover that its name is service. Service is the seed that bears fruit as a successful enterprise or as a career and as life. Are you serving humanity? And, you know, I do some work from time to time from individuals, and I always give my best. I don't care how much time it takes. I give my best. It is my mission that they are happy and satisfied, or that I can solve a problem for them. They may not see how to solve it, but I do. Now, I could go and say, well, they're not paying me but such and such amount of money, and so, you know, I'm just going to do the least amount of work here. I'm not going to wear myself out. I don't work like that. I always do my best. I give my best. I honor them as if they were the kings and queens of the world. It takes nothing away from me. Nothing. Because everything that I have comes from God. My ideas come from God. Freely I receive, freely I give. The time I spend with you every morning, I do it free. Dr. Reggie and I find some way to make the payment to Blog Talk Radio every month. God has sustained us. I rarely ask you guys for donation, and even when I do, it, you know, nothing ever comes of it, and that's okay. God sustains us. But the information that flows through me, freely it is given, freely I give it to you. I'm here to serve in every area of my life. So I'm asking you, are you serving? Are you giving of your time, of your energy, of your creativity, of your gifts? Listen, we are going to wind down today. We're going to move into value number 3 tomorrow and finish up this chapter. I don't think I'm going to be able to finish it up tomorrow. This is a big chapter, so we'll carry this chapter into Wednesday and Thursday, and then we'll have Oracle Friday. So we're going to stay focused on practicing these principles in our careers and in our businesses. I love you guys. You are just magnificent human beings. What a beautiful array of God's splendor you are. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Thank you, Father, for letting us prosper by drawing in your power. We choose to work, and we use the energy that we do to enjoy the work we choose and the business that will be good for us. And we know that right now life is entering a new cycle. And I ride the waves of success, as we all do. In you, we're no longer depressed, oppressed, suppressed, or unblessed. We are true to the soul's nature and frequency of love and gratitude. Let us honor that within ourselves and each other. We believe it is so as we go forth, and so it is.
Thank you. You guys have a blessed day.